Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Today on the podcast, we have an Odyssey first. Firsts are significant, like the first Odyssey episode.
November 1987.
Very good. There's the first Odyssey podcast.
September 2006.
Yep. And the first Odyssey video.
Night Travelers, August 1991.
Yeah, that's right. And there's the first Odyssey book.
Strange Journey Back. That was first released in England in 1991, and then in the United States in June 1992.
Okay, all right. That is impossibly knowledgeable.
Well, not when I've got AIO Wiki up here on my phone.
Ah, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
But here's something that you won't find on AIO Wiki, at least not yet. Today, we're talking about the first Odyssey comic strip.
Oh, right. You know, we've had Odyssey Comics in Clubhouse Magazine before, Captain Absolutely, and of course the current Sleuth Family Robinson, and more.
Ah, yes, but this is the first comic set in the town of Odyssey, and it's the first to feature the main Odyssey characters. And to finish off the first trifecta, it's also the first Odyssey comic strip.
Let's talk to the minds behind this new creation, writer Evan David and artist Brian Dawson. Evan and Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, Evan, we're going to start with you. I know that you were, and you know, still are, an Odyssey fan. And now you're on staff here at Focus on the Family. So tell us about your adventure that got you to Odyssey.
Oh, man, it's been about 5 years I've been trying to bust into this place.
Nice.
I've contacted a couple of people at Focus, including Nathan Hubler, about some projects that I wanted to pitch, and they were kind enough to give me some time and talk about those. And then, of course, life happened and COVID happened and all sorts of other things happened, and none of the projects ever saw fruition until the Odyssey Jumpstart videos, which was another pitch I had made, and they really liked that one. And so then I got to work on those. And then in the midst of that, some positions opened up, and Nathan made me aware of those. And so then I applied, and by God's grace, I got in, and now I'm here, and you're going to have to forcibly eject me if you want me to leave.
We're enjoying having you on the team for sure.
So what's your job now, and what does a typical day in Odyssey look like for you?
Well, I am the content producer for Adventures in Odyssey, which is a position on the marketing team, actually. But most of the stuff I do is all on the Facebook and Instagram pages. And then I do a couple of things for the new website that's coming out. And I just make a lot of Odyssey content and art and things that will make the fans happy.
And they have been, because the meteorite story, some people have been following that on social media. That was your idea.
Yeah. And I make all the posts for that. And I've been working with Marshall and Dave and Nathan on all of that to make sure we're, you know, not telling fan fiction stories, but the actual Odyssey stories.
Right.
So that's been really fun.
You know, whenever I meet an Odyssey fan, I always ask, what are your favorite characters and episodes? So, ooh. I got you here. What are yours?
Well, it's got to be Eugene is one of my favorite characters, and Bernard. And I also like Richard Maxwell a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I like his arc of starting off in a bad place, but then coming around and asking for forgiveness. And he still hasn't gotten where he needs to get. But, yeah, I'd like to see that happen someday. Maybe. Who knows? And then my favorite episodes, my favorite episode of all time is Poor Loser with, Eugene and Bernard playing chess.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Cracks me up every time. And then I love, Terror from the Skies.
Oh, okay.
And, then I've already mentioned this, the homecoming with, Richard Maxwell coming home to ask forgiveness from everybody. I thought that was just a really poignant episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good choices. Well, what made you think that creating an Odyssey comic strip would be a good idea?
Oh, well, I want to make a comic about everything. any sort of fictional thing that I love, I want to make a comic out of it. I've been into comics since I was a little kid. I love them. I read them every day. It's one of my favorite mediums of entertainment. And so I've written a lot of comic books for the indie market. And it was just a natural progression. Like originally I wanted to, let's do a graphic novel for Odyssey, but then with the club format and needing new content for that, I was like, well, maybe a strip would be better. We could do a weekly release and we could keep the content coming.
Nice. we're going to be hearing from Brian in a second here, but I want to find out, what's your connection to Brian and why, out of all the artists who you've collaborated with over the years, that you chose him specifically for this project?
Well, Brian and I have worked on a couple of comic books together, both of them, or I think three, actually, and they were all my original ideas, and I couldn't find an artist. He ended up coming to work with a comic book company I was a part of, and so he's illustrated three of my books, and some of the work he did for me, he did for free because he's just a splendid person, and it just done me a lot of kindness. And so when this opportunity came up, I said, okay, Brian has got to be the guy, at least the first person I put forward for this, because not only is his art excellent and we've worked together before, but also I'd love to throw him work whenever I can.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad you think highly of him, Evan, because it would have been embarrassing if your answer for bringing Brian on board was because he was cheap and needed the work.
Correct. That would have been tactless to say.
So, Brian. Yes.
I would have suddenly had mite issues.
Yeah, exactly. Where's Brian? Brian's not here anymore. Yeah.
Brian, what is your, shall we say, origin story with comic book illustration?
Well, first off, Evan, thank you for the kind words. I appreciate that, and I've really enjoyed working with you on the stuff in the past. But I guess the way to say how everything started, when I was little, I think I was a little high-strung, and I remember specifically one day my mother was trying to do something around the house, and I think I was a little bit too much for her, so she put me in the bedroom to give me a timeout. Well, it was right when The Incredible Hulk was coming on, and I was so just upset about missing that I decided I was going to draw what I thought that episode was about. And I just started there. And then eventually in high school, I met some friends that had similar interests, and we started working on a comic together. And then I just started picking up some work with independents. And then I walked away from it for a little while. And when I decided to get back into it, that was when my relationship with Evan started.
Cool. Well, we're definitely glad you're part of this project, and want to find out, did you know much about Odyssey before sort of jumping in and working on a comic strip about the show?
My introduction to Odyssey was through Evan. And if I remember right, and Evan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we were working on the
Basecamp Avengers.
Basecamp, yeah. We were working on Basecamp, and you had started, I think, to kind of show me some of the characters and things back then.
Yes. In fact, one of my pitches that I made to Focus before I came here was a comic book, and Brian did some mock-ups for that. So he did some character designs and a sample page. And so I think that was your first introduction.
Yes.
Via me. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because obviously you had some work from Gary Locke and others that you were able to use as reference. But was there a particular character that you were taken with that you thought, oh, I'm going to have some fun with this one?
Well, so far, I think Edwin has been a lot of fun to work with, just because I can kind of see or feel his dramatic nature while I'm drawing him. But I also Jules was a tough one for me to get off the bat, but somehow now she's kind of gotten into my head as well. So I tend to notice that if I can kind of make a connection with a character, that they draw a lot easier.
Well, before we dive deeper into this new exciting Odyssey comic feature, we want to take a minute for our
TRQ,
or totally random question from one of our listeners. This one comes from KDorsey12, who wants to know from both of you, what do you remember most about your room growing up?
Well, I had several rooms growing up. My dad was a worship pastor, and God called us to lots of different churches. So I think I moved like 7 times before I graduated high school.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Lots of different rooms. But one of the rooms I had when I was 5 years old, I was just enthralled with this room because it had the ceiling fan was an airplane. And it was propeller was the fan, so it looked like it's just flying down at the floor. But I loved that thing when I was 5. I was like, this is the coolest room ever.
How about you, Brian?
My room growing up, there was, I guess you'd call it like a hutch that somehow got that there was no place else to put it, so I got it. And there was a shelf unit on it that my grandfather bought me a set of encyclopedias back in the day. And I don't know why, but it was like it sat at the opposite end of the bed, and I would just sit there sometimes and just randomly go through the encyclopedias. And that to me was, I don't know, it was just a lot of fun trying to learn about things I had no idea about.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of directions that that question could have gone, Jesse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
And likewise, there are lots of directions that the Odyssey comic strip could go. I mean, a Wooten comic creation like Captain Absolutely, an Imagination Station adventure. Evan, what sorts of stories will this comic tell?
Well, the basic premise of this story is we're going to tell stories about the characters in Odyssey that we no longer get to hear from in the audio program. So these characters are, they still live in Odyssey, but they're just elsewhere. They're, mm-hmm. they're not on microphone. And so we are going to pull ourselves away from the microphone and take the quote-unquote camera, and we're going to go find out what they're doing.
Yeah. What's kind of fun is how you have them interacting at times with some of the characters we do hear from.
Right.
And Brian mentioned Jules and Edwin, and they're actually connecting in a little arc that you've got planned.
Yes. Edwin Blaggard is in this comic book. He is returning. He still lives in Odyssey, and he is still just as much himself as he ever was. And he is going to appear and interact with some of our newer characters. So that could be a lot of fun.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people hear the word comic today, right, they think of these big, splashy, superhero, epic, you know, Marvel, DC stuff. Is it harder to create and draw sort of a slice of life content as opposed to, you know, action adventure stuff?
I work in both of those worlds right now. And I honestly think that the slice of life can sometimes be easier. And the reason being is there's not as much distraction going on. And it's you have a, you know, more focused group of characters that you're looking at it. And you can do a lot with, you know, angles and whatnot to kind of make it a little bit more exciting. But I don't really know that I find it harder outside of just switching gears.
Hmm. Nice. And for me, I've just had a lot more practice with the superhero story structure. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit challenging for me to shift gears and try to, okay, I need to make this interesting. This comic strip is not like a Garfield or a Calvin and Hobbes where it's just four panels and then the last one is a joke or it's a punchline.
Right, right.
And so this one is a serial strip, so it's going to keep going. The one leads into the other. And so there's not necessarily a big joke in every one, so each one has to be interesting by itself, could possibly be funny, could possibly be heartwarming, and it's tough to squeeze that into 4 to 8 panels.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, we're not talking about an ongoing strip that just goes on for like a year, because you do have them broken up, right? You have different stories that are being told every couple of months. There might be a new one, some different characters that are introduced.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So the strip will be ongoing, continuing week after week, but right. the focus will shift.
Right.
There's going to be arcs. So, yeah, one might focus on Edwin, but then another, you know, several strips will focus on Wit or, you know, Olivia or something.
That's going to be a nice variety, too.
Yeah.
You know, often we've talked about the creative process for an Odyssey episode here on the podcast. So, what does it look like for the comics? Can you walk us through that?
Well, it's kind of, you know, it starts with the idea, and then for this particular comic, then I take the idea to the bosses, which is, you know, Marshall and Nathan and Dave Arnold, and they say, okay, this idea is not terrible, so you can use it. And so,
that's high praise from those guys.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And so then after we get the idea approved, then we write the script. And the script for a comic book, it's you not only write the dialogue for the characters, but also the description of what the panel should look like. And a panel is, of course, the little pictures that make up a comic book page. And so those descriptions are for Brian so that he knows what we're looking for and what we want to see. And then he takes that and interprets it. And I'll let him talk about that.
Yeah, basically the way that I like to approach comics is not so much from a comic standpoint, but from a movie standpoint. Mm. I always try to look at things as though I'm the camera, so you kind of get an idea of, you know, what's the best angle to approach a specific panel with. Now, in a strip format, you don't do that quite as often. A lot of those are more just like face on. You just take the information from the panels and just try to lay it out in a way that you know, is going to tell the story, but still also leave room for the word balloons.
Evan, with a title like Elsewhere in Odyssey, fans may wonder if these stories are just fun little additions to the Odyssey universe, or if what happens in them counts as part of the character's ongoing storyline. In other words, is it canon? We use that term around here. Can you explain how you're approaching that, and who else is involved in the process?
Well, so like we've said, every single story idea is going through Dave Arnold and Nathan Hubler and Marshall Younger, and Marshall's doing the final sweep through of my scripts to make sure I haven't made any egregious errors. So we are attempting to, the idea behind this is it is canon. This is what happens to these characters. If you want to know what happens to Edwin, this is concrete. Mm-hmm. Now, if at some point down the road, the audio drama decides, okay, you know what? We want to do something with this, like Olivia. Olivia needs to go and live in Antarctica, and that doesn't line up with the comic strip. Well, then at that point, the audio drama is going to trump it. But until that happens, it's canon, and that's kind of what our idea behind it is. Yeah.
So, Evan, sometimes an actor leaves the show, or you know, even passes away, which definitely changes what's happening on the audio series. Comics, though, they don't have those same limitations. So will you have characters show up in the comics who maybe haven't appeared on the show for like a really long time?
Absolutely. Hence,
cool.
Edwin Blaggard.
Yeah.
And we're going to be – there will be some – every single arc that we're doing, there's going to be a character you have not seen in a long time. And I think you're going to be very happy to see them. And we're telling new stories with these guys. And again, they're interacting with our new characters and new places, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be able to have some conversations that people have been wanting to see happen for a long, long time. We're going to get some explanations for things that have not had explanations, that people have wanted to have explanations. So it's going to be very, very cool.
We get to fill in some gaps, because definitely there are things, and I'm not going to give anything away because I know you've got a couple very fun surprises in store, but that may not lend themselves to an audio drama. It just it might seem like if we were doing it, it would simply be to connect some dots, rather than having it be a compelling story in and of itself. Whereas in the comic strip, you have the opportunity to tell a comic strip-based story and accomplish something that we've not been able to accomplish on the audio drama, which is great.
Right. And because it's such a short form, format, we can – if we want to connect a dot or something or pay homage to something or have a character show up – you know, he could be in one comic strip. He could be in six comic strips.
Right.
We can make it as short or as long as we want. There's no timing of commercial breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very versatile a way to do things.
Yeah. Now, without giving away too much, I want to ask this question of both of you. What's been your favorite strip so far and why?
Oh, man. Well, I've written a lot more than have been drawn. And so there's some strips coming up that I'm really excited about, especially this year's Christmas story.
Ooh.
Arc. It's going to be cool.
Nice.
But Brian, I don't know how much you've actually read, but you've drawn a good bit. We're ahead of schedule. What about you?
Which is good.
Yes.
yeah. I have a bad habit that if I start to read ahead, if I find something that piques my interest, I'll tend to jump. And Evan, you know this from previous, you know, pages I've given you, that you don't always get them in order.
Right.
So in this particular case, being they have to show up chronologically, I'm doing my best not to read too far ahead so that I don't do that. But that being said, my favorite strip so far actually was strip two, because it's kind of an introduction of all the characters. There's Wit, the introduction of Edwin at the end of it, which I really enjoyed that panel, just the way it just kind of pops out at you. But it's a bunch of the introduction of a group of characters that I just started drawing them. So for me, it's kind of like birthing these characters at the same time. So
Yes. Well, we have really whetted people's appetites. Sure they're going to be eager to get into the flow of the comic strip. Before we let you guys go, I know we have a lot of young artists, aspiring storytellers out there. What can you say to our young listeners in terms of tips that might help them to move along as they hone their craft?
Well, the same advice that I was given, and that's that first off, there's no such thing as wrong art. And your artwork, like anything else, will grow the more you practice it, the more you love it, the more you put into it. I mean, obviously that can be said about most things in life, but learning to move past the frustration and realizing that what you're working on now is not the best that you're going to have. So just don't give up on it. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. That's what art should be. And just keep going. And because if you don't, you'll never have that opportunity to impress yourself later on down the road.
Yeah. And I would say the same thing with writing and even with the Photoshop work I do on the Facebook posts and whatnot. Just do it. Just start. Don't wait until you've reached a certain level. Just start doing your stuff. And, you know, if you're dedicating it to the Lord, God's going to grow it. God's going to help you rise to the level that you want. Like when I first started one of my comics, I was drawing it myself. And I can draw, but not up to my own standards. Mm-hmm. And so then Brian came along and I handed it over to him. And it was just, it's on a whole nother level now. So, you know, you never know what God's going to do on your journey while you're doing things. So my advice is just do it and get started, and who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, I love that. And I love how you're saying sometimes it's collaborative, where if you find that right person to work with, it just makes both of you better. And I think that's the case here and the case with our podcast. This was a great time with you guys. So thanks again. I'm excited to especially see that Christmas strip.
We may have to wait a while for that one.
Oh, I know, but I'm still excited.
It'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, exactly. So, now I got to stop myself from reading that far ahead.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, those are a couple just really great and really creative guys. So, Bob, where can we actually see this new comic strip?
Elsewhere in Odyssey will release weekly on the new club website.
And that releases when?
Well, we've had a few delays, but we'll have an announcement on that very soon. Watch this space and watch the website.
Fair enough.
And that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Vote in the Averys at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast. But hurry, polls close in just a few days.
Join the club at aioclub.org or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.